Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 22nd of May and as ever, ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. Notice I didn't say three there because usually there's more than three. And let's get cracking with this week's ideas. And we often talk about creating delighted customers and one of the ways of doing that is to send personalised notes to little things to sort of maybe solve problems and to say you're sorry even. Well, I've come across a business called Sorry as a Service that actually does that for you now. You sign up to them, whether it's a one-off or an ongoing contract, hopefully you're not upsetting that many customers. But what you can actually do is you'll actually then sign up to them, give them the customer's details, and they will send personalised, not just notes, but it could be a thank you cookie, a personalised chocolate letter, biscuits that say sorry, thank you, happy birthday, even an origami sticky post-it notes with their names on it. You can send tea, wine, champagne, all personalised. There's a sorry we messed up chocolate box. You can even send a poo emoji. Not quite sure what you do with that one, but you can do that. And I think it's a great example of a business that's maybe identified a problem or an issue that companies have and actually come up with ways to solve that problem. They link the system into your CRM system. You can do it automated. Just do it very simply and actually get them to send it out. It comes across as if it's from you. It's all very personalised. But that's Sorry as a Service. I'd like to see a link on andhanselman.com to that. But that actually got me thinking, what other problems do we see businesses solve? For example, would you pay someone to break up with your partner for you? Well, there's a business in Canada called The Breakup Shop, founded by Canadian brothers Evan and Mackenzie Keast. And what they will actually do is they will send a text, an email, or a good old-fashioned letter to the person you're breaking up with. They can actually do it in different types, different styles, and the prices range from about £6 to about £45-50 for the breakup gift box, which includes cookies and wine. While the message can be personalised, they're keen to stress the company would never relay anything offensive or damaging. So that's nice. And you start looking at this whole idea of personalisation. Another thing I came across was a business called Bond. And again, it's a website, and you'll see there are links to all these on andhanselman.com. You can click through to see them. And Bond will actually create a handwritten letter for you. If you haven't got time, you quickly type it, send it to them, and they've got a robot that handwrites things in ink, and you can actually send it to people. Again, it's maybe a very simple way of solving a customer's problem and identifying how to take it away. If maybe you don't want to send personalised notes, then Potato Post could be for you. This is, bizarrely, a service, and you can do this through the Royal Mail, via the Royal Mail, where you actually send somebody a potato, a real potato, with a note on it. You can get up to 130 characters on it. It looks as if it's come from you, and again, it's maybe a little bit different, a little bit simplistic way of just getting that message across. And maybe you don't really want to send potatoes or break up with people, but a problem that nearly all of us have is lost sock misery. You ever gone to the drawer and found that you haven't got an extra sock? Well, Throcks is the cure for missing socks. This is a website, and again, you can see the link, where you buy three socks for the price of two. So when you lose one, you've got that extra one there, and they say three socks last longer than two. And these are all great examples of what we talk about, problem seeking, problem solving. And when we talk to people who are actually out there talking to customers, when we do our sales training, for example, we talk about problem-seeking, problem-solving as a great way to develop relationships. So here's how you could do it for your business. Take some time out and think about your customers. That's step one. Step two, find out and identify what their problems are. What's holding them back, causing them pain, frustration, time, money and resource. Ask them, watch them, listen to them, formally or informally. And then step three, the important bit, identify solutions. What would take that pain or problem away? What could you do to take that pain or problem away? I'm not suggesting it's extra socks or potatoes, but what I'm suggesting here is find some time to think about what your customers' problems are. Crucially, create some time to take them away. Have a great week. We'll see you soon. Bye.